Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right, so penalties have been problematic. How do they affect any momentum that might have been built up for you guys?
Penalties have been an issue for our team, up and down the lineup, just too many. And I'm certainly a part of that. I can be way better. Fact of the matter is I think our PK has been really good for the past little bit. I mean, maybe not the past couple of games, but for the past 1 through 2 months or so. But what it does, it takes our best players off the ice, right? Our skill guys, who we want on the ice as much as possible. Cooch, I guess Stammer kills penalties, but Hags does, you know. But we want to give those skill guys time on the ice, space, getting puck. And killing penalties all game doesn't allow it to happen. So we need to be mature about it, step back, assess kind of what the issues are and hopefully correct it and move forward.
Any idea of what those issues can be? Because I know it's not just as simple as this is how we fix it, we're going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that, maybe in the very rare case, guys aren't trying to take penalties, right? Guys are trying to play the game, they're trying to defend hard, they're trying to do the right things. It's not an easy game. That being said, there are a lot of stick infractions, there are a lot of things that, maybe post-whistle or just kind of... negligent sticks, maybe, you know, that we can clean up. So, I can't tell you one specifically. I can't tell you a series of them specifically, but that's just my general feeling on it. And I think that going forward, I think that the mature team would fix that, rectify that, and stop doing it.
2 5-on-3s, they were about 90 seconds, give or take, each. How tough is it to defend those situations for that long?
Yeah, I mean, getting some clears would be good. I mean, it was we had some opportunities the first one to maybe get the puck down. I mean, we had a broken stick, a bit of a scramble on the second one. So, you know, guys are trying to do the best they can, and it's tough. I mean, you give the other team's five best players the puck against three guys in the O-zone. You know, they're going to get chances. There's not a magic, there's not a silver bullet here that we just kind of, load into the gun and that fixes everything. It's just a matter of not taking penalties, not putting ourselves in those situations.
A lot of chippiness, a lot of intensity. Where does that come from? A team you face just twice a year in the regular season?
Well, I think generally speaking, this team, the Jets, always kind of plays with that intensity and that, that chippiness. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think they've been known for that for a while. I think they're good at it. They do a good job with it. That being said, I think this team has had a ton of success in not backing down from anyone and matching that and standing up for each other. And I think that's what you saw a little bit tonight. Yeah. What was it specifically? Couldn't tell you, but I think that we really wanted to win this game, and I think we're very disappointed that we didn't to go into this. You have 2 days off here coming up, heading back home for a couple games, and this one hurts. This one stings for sure.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you.